Hi there, and welcome to Jedi-sode. Jedi-sode is an audio series which reflects on the Jedi-hood message. And this message has to do with reflection, specifically reflective meditation. Okay, now there is a lot of concepts that have been created regarding meditation, and I've seen quite a bit of it. A lot of it explores things that are outside, okay, our senses, and explaining what we can do to get outside of our normal parameters into the greater ether. People don't understand there are spiritual forces and principalities out there, and when you leave your guard, it will penetrate and you will go to these spirits and they will influence your life. It's amazing when seeing certain people who have practiced particular meditations that are open and have let their guard down. Remember, the Jedi is supposed to be the guardians of peace and justice. They're meant to be guards, okay? Guardians for peace and truth. When you let your guard down, all sorts of spirits will enter. And when seeing certain people that will go into these particular forms of meditation, they become confused with these various spiritual forces. You'll see that they'll talk about this, that, the other thing. They're here and there, and they can't focus on certain things. They'll go with the flow of the crowd. They lose control, okay? They lose control when the Father is telling us to reflect on His Word. And this is where we should be in meditation. And in the Scriptures, it reflects on the Word of Yah. When we reflect on His Word, we learn what the Word of the Holy Spirit, right, the Ruach, is attempting to show us, because we're becoming attuned, right, to His calling, okay, to the Father's calling. And when we pray, when we fast, okay, there are, now, when you read about Yeshua's life, you'll see He was in the wilderness for 40 days, okay? Now, what was He doing? Okay, He was reflecting on the words. He was reflecting and seeing His persona within a trial-type situation. Okay, He was denying His pleasures. That's what the real fasting's about. Many people think it's about food, lack of a drink, things like that. But we have to see He actually left the people. He was denying Himself the pleasures of the world, okay? He was denying Himself interaction with people, denying Himself certain situations that we normally would do every day, and He was putting Himself and isolating Himself so that He can reflect on His calling, okay? He had been cleansed, okay? So there is a spiritual thing going on. Okay, when you look in Scripture, you'll see, for example, David, who is meditating, okay, reflecting on the Father's Word through music. You'll find a lot of prophets in Scripture will use music to muse, okay, music. I mean, there's a lot of connection there to reflect on the Father's words. And you see that David would play this with King Saul, right? To calm the spirits, okay, because he was confused, because he had issues with himself. Prior to David had conflicted with Samuel, because Samuel was a prophet who told him to do a certain thing that he would complete, all right, the capture, and would destroy a certain people. But he became vain and said, this is the way, I'm going to just sacrifice this amount and we'll leave this amount to me. The main thing is this person sacrificing. You hear that today. This person's making sacrifices, right? But what is the Father telling that person to do, right? Because the Father will speak through people. Just shared a posting in the Jedi-hood camp about Yeshua speaking to people and sharing with them what they are to do, okay, when they come to the Father, who are they coming to? Okay, when a person displays the Father's will, who are they displaying, themselves or the Father? And he's saying, I am united with the Father. The Father is in me. I give commands because he gives me commandments to follow. I do them and I give those commands to you. Okay? When you see me, you see the Father. And he's saying, this person is united with the Father. This person is showing you the way to the Father. I am the way. That is the Father. The Father and I are one. Yet he understands his place, he says in John 14. The Father is greater than me. I am his son. I do the will of the Father. What's the will? The higher will. What is he doing here? He is giving of himself so that the Father can be revealed. See how simple this is, but we make it so complicated today. We don't understand what is being said. And we'll take a conversation that was given to his disciples and we'll create doctrines out of it. We'll create these false practices. And what we're failing to realize is what he actually said to his people. We're going to go back to meditation, okay? And it really has to do with listening to the Father. Okay, that is prayer, is submission. Okay, you usually see people when they meditate, they're in a certain pattern, they're in a certain posture. Okay, the posture shows that this meditation is focused on the self. Okay, see what's going on? What is the posture of a praying person, a submissive person? Okay, there's a key difference here. They're not sitting for themselves. They're submitting themselves to the higher will. The higher will is able to speak to them because they have submitted themselves. They trust, right? It says in John 14, you trust me, you trust the Father. They are putting themselves down and letting the Father take over. They trust his word. They reflect on his word. It says, pray, fast, right? Fasting of pleasures, and reading his script. It's not just reading the Bible, but reflecting on the words he has given you when he speaks to you. That is the higher will. That is his word. The Ruach, right, it says, the mighty counselor, the Ruach HaKodesh, is coming in order to help you. It is a helper to connect to the Father. Very simple, practical, tangible things. We are to reflect on his word. When we reflect on his word, we allow his word to come into us, and the Father is revealed through us by what we do, by what we say, by how we act, by how we look to people, by how we talk to people. These all are meant to reflect the Father's ways. When we submit to him, and when we follow the words that he has given us, we will do mighty works in his name. Now, what are the works? Many have heard a lot of ideas of these works being the miracles he did, or a lot of these external, you know, superhero, Superman type things. What works he's talking about, okay, are the Father's works within you. Because he says, I'm not going according to my introspection. I'm going by his word. I'm going by his word. He's bringing the work to me. He's telling me what to do. The word speaks to him, right? And he has told me to do a certain act. I do those acts. I obey those acts. And his word, his truth, The Father is revealed in my actions, and the Father is glorified. Right? These are the works we're meant to do. The work of the Father in which he tells us to perform, and we do it. Those are the greater works. These are the works we are to make of more emphasis. Works that are greater than our own works. He speaks about this. Our works are vain, right? If we put down our labors, right, heavy laden, he says, those who are heavy laden, I will give you rest. What is he saying? He's saying the Father, right? You see me, you see the Father, so look at what I'm doing here. I am giving you his message of rest. This is the message he has given to me. This is the message that I'm giving. Okay, and I'm doing the Father's will. That's what he's saying. And I'm lowering myself. I'm washing your feet. I'm here to call the lost sheep. Right? You see this in Ezekiel and Jeremiah. I'm here for the lost sheep of Israel to call them back. And he gives beautiful imagery. That's what he's doing with parables. A lot of people look at the parables, right, and think that it is just a simple story. And then they'll look to, let's say, Paul's letters, and they'll get these great doctrines and so forth. Go back to the parable, because there's a lot more going on. He simplifies, okay, he simplifies it in a language, right, a spiritual language. We have to see what this has to do with the spirit of tongues, telling you there's a spiritual language that can be taught to people beyond just the language of the world. It's a spiritual language everyone can understand, okay? Because everyone came, right, from the same origin, okay? But there's a particular seed line he is focusing on, and that is one that is reflecting the spirit, okay? The Israelite here, okay, there is a bloodline scientific approach, but the witness to it, okay, is his spirit. So many people are focusing on, okay, well, how do I know this bloodline or whatever this blood? Simply look at the fruits. That's what he's been saying. He said, look at the fruits. When it is tender and ripe, right, you will know that they speak according to my word in due season, right? But if you see a fig tree that reflects Jerusalem and the Israelites, that's the time, even though it wasn't of its own season, right? It wasn't going according. It should have been reflected of the season that the Messiah was to return. And because it did not, he cursed it. That's the, that, and he says to study what's going on here. He's saying you see the times and the seasons, right? You see today, you know, when it's cold out, right? You do certain activities. When you see birds moving, or you see the dew increasing, or you perform certain acts. Those are signs, but yet you don't see the signs of the times. What is he talking about? He's talking about the greater signs. He's talking about the sign of his coming. What's the sign of his coming? It's not just a reflection on himself, the man. What's his name? Yah, the Father saves. Okay, we have to understand what he's doing. Okay, and he was made a perfect sacrifice. That's the key. He is the Savior that the Father has come in and has saved us. Okay, when we reflect on the Father and we come to his Son, we are saved. Now, the thing is, a lot of this could be understood, okay, if we were reflecting on his words. This is what meditation is supposed to be about. As said, we look to, especially in the Jedi and Star Wars, and we see a lot of this, these different types of meditations, calling out in the ether and so forth. We need to get back to the roots of what we are supposed to be reflecting on, okay? He will speak to us when we have quieted ourselves Okay, you see what's going on? When we have quieted ourselves and allow the Father to speak through us, He will speak through us. He will tell us what to do, and we will listen. If we listen to Him, we will be blessed. If we don't, we will be cursed. Now, when we listen to Him, okay, a lot of people don't understand this, is that if we truly listen to Him, we will obey His commands. That's what He says in John 14, that we will obey His commands. What is His commands? They are the commandments that are shown in the Torah. That's what He's pointing to. If you love Me, right? What's the love? The spirit that's being called to follow Him. If you love Me, you will keep My commandments. What are His commandments? Okay, and He summarizes it in very simple terms. Love, love the Father, right? With all your heart, soul, and mind. It's not just any love. In the scriptures, it's referred to as charity. Charity being an intimate knowing, an intimate relationship. We spoke about that. That's really clear in Hebrew. You hear in John 14, I know the Father. The Father knows Me. If you see Me, you know the Father. You know the Father. Know the Son. You know My word. You know where I'm going. You know the way. And you saw this disciple saying, "Well, show us the way. I'm showing you the way. Okay, look to Me. Look to Me. I'm the guide. Right. I'm sending a helper when I'm gone. Just follow the way." We complicate this thing so you can hear just a million different voices out in the world just asking, "Well, show me the way. Show me the way." The Father will send a helper to you. Okay, the Father will send His Ruach to you. This is the spirit we're supposed to ask for. Okay, that's what we're supposed to ask Him in meditation, and reflecting on His word, reflecting on His spirit. He will send a counselor to you. That's what He says. The Master will send a counselor. The Father will come and will speak to you. And when we follow what the Holy, not just any Ruach, okay, we got to understand, because people follow all these spirits, especially when it comes to these meditations, okay, because saw a picture, for example, of someone who had a picture of, they had this wall around the human mind, and they said the family structure, these structures that are just being oppressive of this person, and we need to break out of that and allow all these other external things come in, these scientific breakthroughs, these social ideas, all that. You guys don't understand what it means to be a guardian of peace and justice. Okay, you're not going to find peace when you break the natural walls. These are not just walls that humans made, okay? The parent has the innate desire to protect their child. You guys got to see. The community, the local community, is meant to help the people inside. We've lost that connection. It's the other way around, people. It's the other way around. You are meant to have a protection. Okay, human beings need a protection. That's what the spirit gives you. It gives you a spiritual covering. When you remove that covering, think about it, people. Think about it. When you remove that covering, what's going to happen? What's going to happen is you're going to get in a situation, right, where your guard is down, and these enemies from afar are going to tell you mistruths. They're going to tell you these false scientific breakthroughs of what they know at that moment in time, and it's going to influence your life. You're going to rebel over your family. You're not going to listen to those who actually care for you, and what do you think's going to happen? You're going to roam the earth like Cain, okay? You don't want that. Even Cain had his, he asked for a protection because he saw he was exposed. That's why he asked. That's why the Father gave him a mark, that if they touched him, that what would happen sevenfold. Because the principle of seven, and that's a whole nother thing. But what we see here is people are in the spirit, okay? Some people know, they recognize the spirit, okay? The counselor is giving to him that Yeshua is the Savior. Yet, when they are saved, they think that they will be blessed in doing it. And they don't understand why they, even though they're saved, they still have issues in their lives because they're not following what he said. He said, if you love me, if you believe in me, if you trust my words, you'll do what this person says. You'll follow my commands. What's the commands? Love, right? Love, he's saying, be of charity, right? Intimate knowing with the Father, with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. You know how many people don't do that? They don't focus on the Father. They focus, you know, what is the Spirit pointing to? What is the Son pointing to? They're pointing to the Father. They're pointing to the Father. A counselor is not greater than the King. Okay, think about this. The counselor is not greater than the King. The Son's not greater than the King. We need to focus on the Father. And when we focus on the Father, and when we obey his word, we obey. And the words were written. They're written in the Torah. When you follow them, what happens? You live without sin. That's the true freedom. When it talks about freedom in Scripture, okay, it's talking about the freedom from sin. Okay, it's not telling you the freedom of libertas or to do what you want. That's the thought of the prostitute. Okay, that's what Sarah-Amos worship was back in Babylonia. Okay, this freedom is the freedom from sin. It says his burden is light. What's the light burden? It's a burden. There is still standards to follow here, people. There are spiritual principles. There is a spiritual law that we need to know. It's just as important as the law of gravity. When we follow these laws, when we follow them, we live without sin, and that is true freedom because we are able to do the will of the Father without conflict. And that's when we're able to walk with the Father, okay? Because we don't have the sin that prevents us from the communication, okay? There is a barrier. When you look into the garden, in the midst of the garden, they were protected. There was a barrier. There was an environment there. Yet when this person saw, you know, what people are teaching, break down those barriers, you know, break down those barriers. Let all these enemies, right, the serpent, the enemy that came into the garden, and people are not reading, that came into the garden and confronted man through the woman, right? Because there was no covering. It says in Scripture, Adam let his guard down. Okay, what should he have been doing? He should have been guarding. He should have been maintaining. Okay, what is his work? To maintain that environment. Okay, to maintain that environment. And when Yah tells us to bring his kingdom on earth, okay, we are meant to cultivate that environment. Okay, and protect those who are under that environment. To protect the weak and the innocent. You see this in the Jedi maxims and creeds and stuff. And the thing is, it's funny because they get the codes situation, but they can't apply them in the spirit. They can't apply them in the spirit because it looks good on a piece of paper, but when you apply them, what happens? They do something differently because they don't follow what the codes actually say. Okay? There is no ignorance, there is knowledge. Well, then why are people walking ignorantly, pretending things don't exist, okay, doing their own thing? That's why I go through all these lines of codes or whatever. If you, okay, let's not, that's what this person does. This person doesn't need to talk about all these different things. Let's just look at the first part, okay, of the code, where they say there is no ignorance. That's all we have to look at right now. If you can't get past that part, you're not following the code. And what if you're not applying the code, are you living it as a servant? Are you doing servant living? Are you doing knighthood living? No. No, you're not. Because you're living in ignorance. And you want to believe what you want to believe. It's not according to what you believe. It's according to the standards of knighthood. Okay, and what are those standards? People are breaking those standards. People are saying, well, these are oppressive. You got it the other way around. Those are protections. And you're constantly hearing people wanting to break barriers. These barriers that are meant to protect. They refer to them as the barriers of the intellect. It's simple, people. It's simple. A child is put in a protective home. And when they mature and show that they can actually behave properly, then they're allowed a further realm, okay? Because they have the protection of their act outside of the normal house. They're able to explore, but with the covering. Without the covering, you're dead, okay? Without the father's covering. You have to understand what it means to have a covering. And when we are in meditation, when reflective meditation, we are supposed to be under his covering. That's why you see a picture of a person kneeling. Now, it's not always about kneeling, okay? That's just a picture of submission. We're submitting to his guardianship, right, to protect us as we meditate on his word. And he gives us words of the Father. We can trust what words we're given because we're in a state of prayer, reflective meditation on the Ruach and his word coming to us. And as we reflect on them, muse them, it's amazing because people are too busy in amusements, okay? They want the thrills, but they don't want to reflect, right? Muse, think. They don't want to ponder. They don't want to really study. Okay, that's the studying that is speaking about in scriptures of the word of the Father to apply in their life. So they go outside of that and they amuse themselves with the world. See what we're talking about? That's what it says in the scriptures. So the world activities. And that's what this person saw in this graphic. People wanted to, you got to break down those barriers. On your own terms, you see, defiant will, and live it up according to these scientific breakthroughs, the entertainments of the world. Just take it all in, and you be the judge. You be the judge of what's right and what's wrong. You'll see where that leads you to. It's going to lead you to pain and torment. It's going to lead you to curses because you're not following the laws of the Spirit. When we focus on the law, the spiritual truth, we obey, we are protected. We are protected. When Yeshua goes to the tax collectors, the prostitutes, how is he able to go out there? Okay, he has the covering of the Father. He understood that when he was mitzvahed and went through the trial of the 40 days and 40 nights, and he understood he could withstand the devil's temptation. You see what's going on? He has the covering of the Father to go out and perform his tasks. He's protected. What realm is coming? The kingdom. The realm of the kingdom is going in of the worlds, the houses of the prostitutes and the tax collectors, right? What realm is over the other realm? Okay, what realm? Okay, he's not letting that way affect the Father's way. He, Yeshua, is influencing their domain and spreading the kingdom. Okay, it's the dominion. Okay, that's what it speaks about in Genesis. There's a dominion, an environment. What's the environment? The garden. Okay. It's a particular work human beings are meant to perform to serve, because the Father is telling them to maintain this environment. Really simple things here, okay? Really simple things. Don't make it complicated. Don't make it complicated. Focus on his word. Do what he says, and you'll see the blessings. You can't expect the blessings just by receiving the calling of the Spirit and you believe in his words and be saved, but you don't perform them. Okay? Perform his words. Okay? Now, everyone is at a certain level. Understand that. Some people are called to follow certain principles. For example, when you read Leviticus, there's some laws that are meant for the Levitical priesthood, some that are meant outside of it. The higher the calling, the higher the state, the stature, the greater responsibilities, the greater laws that they were meant to follow. There is, but as they got closer and closer to the Holy of Holies, much more was expected out of them, and there were certain families, certain people. There was a holiness that was meant to be protected. These families were creating layers of covering, okay? Not to protect the Father, but to protect the people from the Father. That's what the Day of Atonement was. The high priest would go into the Holy of Holies. That person better be right with the Father, okay? To atone for the sins of the camp. That is why it is important to keep the camp clean. Okay? When we reflect on his word and meditate on his word, we will be given truths of how to live, to trust in his word, and to fulfill the performance he is telling us to do. Now, that can be hard because it's not the ways of the world. There are going to be times, okay, you may be pulled by the flesh to act a certain way. Because you see people, especially those who know, if you act a certain way, you could get popular, you could have many friends, you could get many views on your face, on your YouTube page, or likes on your Facebook page, or whatever. Let's look at what the greater calling is. And I know it's hard. But this is not a time to become to go out there by ourselves and to have someone put a bumper sticker on our heads. That's what these memes are, these bumper stickers that just give a nice little saying, reflect his truth. Reflect his truth. Don't become an advertisement of the world. This is hard for me too, because this person, it's very easy to attempt it, to do it the way the world is telling me to do it. Go out and get the word out, you know, make these great speeches to people and all that. You have to be in the right spirit. And when it's time, you'll know when it's time to speak out. But there was many times Yeshua, yeah, he had the gathering of 5,000. But there were times when he spoke of his body and his blood that many believers left him. That's what the Father was telling him, and he spoke those words. And many people didn't understand it. And many people don't understand really what the Father is saying because they don't reflect on his word, they don't pray, they don't submit themselves, they remain ignorant of his ways, and they get into trouble. Let us pray and fast according to his way. He has told us how we are to meditate and reflect on his word. And instead of attempting to open the gate and portals on our own terms, because a lot of people are trying to open what they call the third eye, because they don't understand that is a protection, okay? There are protections, okay? Now imagine if those barriers were removed prematurely, and you were able to see other realms while attempting to live in this particular realm. You would lose all sense of direction, okay? Understand, he's putting you in this time, place, and situation, okay? And he has full control. There is a lesson you're meant to learn. There is an act you're meant to learn in this world. Understand that. Don't fight the director, perform. Perform. I think that's a lot to muse over. Let's use a much better word. Let's reflect on his words today. Let's seek his face. Let's pray for his covering over our house. As Joshua said to Moses, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So whose house is allowing the Father to come in? You see? We're allowing him to come. To come in. That's the meditation. That's a reflection on the word. And some of these words come from Greek-Roman thinking, and they're built into the English, and it's hard for us to get outside. That's why this person really focused on the Hebrew and an attempt to, not attempt, but to show the Father for who he really is through his words. Not the words we've created for ourselves, but through his words. And they're not complicated. We can follow them today. Anyways, this is Yehunatan. Hope you enjoyed this episode, this Jedi-sode. And there will be others coming in due time. We will show as we're shown. Okay? The thing is not to force the issue, but to allow the Father to speak. And when it's time, when there's a time and place, you'll know. And this person is speaking at those particular times. Be blessed today. Enjoy the fruits that the Father has given you. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye now.